Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July the 1st. In the news this morning, we had December corn down 4.25 cents at 416.5. September wheat down 1¢ and 3/4 at 571¾, and November beans down 3 cents at 1101. They did take out $11, got down to 1098¾. Not a whole lot of news out here. The weather looks fairly decent, though we could see some change in the weather toward the middle of the month, turning hotter and drier. But right now, there's no real problems. We'll have the crop progress tonight. I would think they'd be, you know, about what they were last week. No big changes out here. At 10 o'clock, we'll get export inspections. Corn should be okay. Beans okay. Wheat okay. But nothing real special out here. The rest of the week, we've obviously got the July 4th holiday on Thursday. We'll get export sales on Friday. But, you know, I think a lot of people are on vacation this week, so maybe a little bit more subdued. Now, on Friday, we had the reports. They showed the American farmer holding on to way too much corn and soybeans out here. And that's going to be a Damocles sword over this market. I've been warning about this for the last 2-3 months, that the American farmer had too much grain, and I think it's going to be a problem. Certainly will put a damper on any weather rallies that we might see later in the month or into August. Now, we did make our lows, first notice day. They usually say buy heavy deliveries on first notice day. We had pretty good deliveries on corn and wheat out here. Today's the first day of the month. The old saying is buy new lows on the first of the month. So we might see that, combine that with first notice day on Friday. And hopefully we'll make a low sometime here in the first 15 to 30 minutes and then maybe try to rally out here. Markets are oversold. Funds are just huge shorts. Corn, 319,000 contracts of corn, 50,000 wheat, 136,000 beans. They're short 98,000 oil, but long 81,000 meal. So between the corn, wheat, and beans, you know, it's a big number, close to 500,000 contracts. I think it's way, way too much going into the brunt of the growing season here. But we'll see what the market wants to do with it. But overall, I think, you know, we'll see lower openings, and then we'll see if something can't rally the market out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good week.